before we move on to something else, which is to clarify a point, really. Andy from Litherland's got the question. Hello, Andy.
Hello. Listen, happy New Year to both of you.
Thanks a lot, Andy.
Happy New Year, Andy.
What it is, you did mention, and somebody did mention before, about how much actually the tunnels take and how much of that is actually spent on the tunnels, and then how much of that money isn't spent on the tunnels but is spent on other things within the travel network, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, you were saying something about, what was it, about 50% of it is actually used on the tunnels and 50% approximately is used on all the other networks, yeah?
No, I said 15 million was spent on maintenance and improvement of the tunnels.
Percentage yeah. of what's actually taken.
No, that's fine, and I'm more than happy to break that down for you, Andy. In the past year, we received in about 37 million in terms of tolls income. The way that roughly broke down, I'm not going to go through all the kind of individual figures through a spreadsheet, is roughly speaking, £15 million was reinvested back into the tunnels. That's paid for things like the resurfacing of the Kingsway deck. It's going to pay for the rewiring of the Kingsway Tunnel in the next year. We also spend just shy of £5 million in terms of the operations of the tunnel, so that pays for the staff wages. It also pays for some of the contract costs of people that come out and do the maintenance. It also pays for a variety of the other kind of services that are related to that. We also, as I mentioned, have some outstanding debt. Last year, an additional £10 million of that was paid off. So that then roughly leaves us with about £7 million of surplus that we then put into other transport schemes. Some of the things that were spent on last year is a new park and ride site at Bidston Station. It also paid for an upgrade of Birkenhead North Station in terms of park and ride site and a new bridge and some new lifts that were there. And it will help to pay for a variety of other schemes that we're looking at doing into the next year, particularly things like the re-establishment of the Halton Curve, which would bring direct trains from North Wales back to Liverpool again. So that gives you a flavour of some of the things that it pays for, and that's roughly how it breaks down.
Yeah, I understand that, and I totally understand it, and I totally agree with all of it, right? And I don't have a problem with it. Well, not saying I don't have a problem with it. What the issue I have is, right, is now part of the sort of the conversation you had beforehand was about, you said, well, we won't pay off the tunnel until like 2000 and the middle of this century, right? So say 2050, right? Now, if all of this extra money that was made on top of the tunnels over the years would have been reinvested in paying off that debt, do you not think that that debt would have been paid off well in advance, and then we would have been able to have a free tunnel? Now, I do understand that we do have to pay for the maintenance, and I do understand we do have to pay for the actual running costs. And there's also, I understand that, you know, let's face it, people want to make something out of the tunnel, but it does seem to be, like, if you're talking 7 million, right, out of a 37 million, you're talking 20-30% of that is actually, in a sense, sort of the tunnel is made like a cash cow, yeah, for the other parts of the travel network. Now, it doesn't seem fair, does it? Especially when road users are paying so much in their travel costs, diesel costs, petrol costs. Right? I know they're going down, but let's face it, they're not going down lots, are they? So they're spending all this money in taxes on that, which is hopefully paying for all these other things, right? So they're paying again for other things as well because of the fact, as I say, 20-30% of that money which the tunnel is making is going to other services within the travel network.
Can I be short, Andy? In effect, what you're saying is use the 7 million to pay off the debt.
Well, if they could do. But what I'm saying, Roger, is this has been ongoing for year upon year.
If that happened before Liam became chair, he would all be paid off by now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think, you make some really good points, Andy, and one of the things that we do obviously look at is the repayment schedule. Because of the vast majority of those loans were taken out many decades ago, in most of the cases back in the late 60s, they're at much higher interest rates than what we currently have at this moment in time. And the actual penalties of paying them back early would mean we'd pay significantly more back if we tried to pay those back earlier. So all of our advice is to keep on paying in the current debt repayment schedule, because that will provide better value for the people of Merseyside. I think what I would always argue, though, is every penny of the additional money that we make does go back in the transport network. It doesn't go off to shareholders or off to other purposes. It actually invests in a better transport offer. And whilst I'd never argue we've got a perfect network, the local rail network and some of the other enhancements we've got locally are better than what you would find in other parts of the country. And part of that is because it's paid for with tunnel tolls. So whilst it's not perfect, I think what we've got isn't necessarily that bad.
Andy, I need to leave it there, I'm afraid, but thank you for that.
It's not a problem. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Andy.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.